All right, Rick's about the morning show. Shout out to my niece, Portia, getting ready to graduate from college. Congratulations, Portia. You excited?
Congratulations.
Yay, thank you. I'm so
excited. May 21st,
8 o'clock in the morning.
There it is. Portia.
We all going to be there.
Portia. You can laugh, Portia. Pull the mic up. Come on, Special K.
Ghettoest country is. All right. News you absolutely, positively cannot use. First and foremost, let's get the important business out of the way. Follow me on Twitter at SpecialK913. And you can see all the wonderful things that I got going on in my life. Let me know if you like it. If you don't, keep it to yourself because I am what?
Sensitive.
That's right. Today's news is sponsored by a brand new sponsor, man. Big Jake's Yoga Spa and Massage Parlor.
What a combo.
Big Jake's Yoga Spa and Massage Parlor. When you're done, the motto is, when you're done with all your stretching, twisting, and bending, cap off your workout with a real happy ending. All right. Now, this is I'm not going to repeat that. From the Done Fell All the Way Off folder. Get your tickets now to see Lil Flip, Mike Jones, D4L, Petey Pablo summer concert scheduled for June in Miami. You don't have to go to Ticketmaster.com.
Don't make them repeat it.
Just call each one of them on their cell phone and they'll bring tickets to your house or job.
Ticket Slave.
Oh, yeah.
Man. What is it called? Ticket what?
Ticket Slave.
That's from the Done Fell All the Way Off tour.
Oh,
all
my.
Right. Now, though she was booted off the show Dancing with the Stars, The View co-host Sherry Shepherd is very excited with the news that an L.A. County court has finally approved her papers to adopt an adorable little boy, comedian Kevin Hart. Next week's edition of People Magazine will be releasing very touching photos of the proud mom and her new son as they pulled off in her car from the courthouse. He was strapped into a very stylish Louis Vuitton custom car seat. And finally, in a less happy story, Precious star Gabby Sidibe's experiencing serious financial troubles. Apparently, after the success of her movie, she invested a large amount of money into building a full-service Krispy Kreme in the basement of her house, complete with a hot donut sign outside the window. But due to the shaky economy, she had to lay off all but two employees, and she probably going to just shut it on down in the next 30 days.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord.